Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration? Or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. Welcome back to part two of last week's two-part episode with special guest Craig Kaluki. Let's get right back into it.
So one of the last thing I did, and then I promise we'll get to the coaching unless and until you say something interesting, and then I'm going to go on that rabbit trail. One of the things that you said, that, and I love how Craig's, you're so genuine. You're like, I don't know if this is the right answer or not. And it was a beautiful answer. You said, I don't really work on getting clients or like, I forget how you said it, but you're like, I just work on everybody having fun and building a community. And, I am constantly jumping up and down about it's all about core values. It's all about building a community that's special and spectacular and that you want to be a part of and that your customers want to be a part of and that your employees want to be a part of. And I can give you all sorts of tools that will ultimately work. But most of this community, I don't even follow a lot of my own advice. I just built a community that's kind of cool and people show up and go, I want to be a part of this, and that's it, right? And we've been very intentional about not having employees because my big vision, like we talked about what Craig wants to do, is I sold a car dealership. We had lots of employees, lots of overhead, lots of inventory. We didn't want that. So we're doing something different. But if I wanted employees, it'd be so easy to hire because I would literally just go to the community and go, hey, Cleaning Nation, we're looking for our first person. You know what I'm all about. If you think it would be fun to work at a place like this, let's talk. And that would be my entire hiring strategy. And we'd probably be able to hire as many people as we want. So the long and the short of it is that's the high dollar stuff. So what Craig was really saying, or what I heard you say, and I'm going to put words in your mouth and correct me if I'm stepping out of line, was I didn't do a lot of the $10 and $20 an hour stuff, which is, you know, cleaning. And you said, I hired a guy, right? He does the rags. And if someone doesn't show, he takes care of it. He does the training and all the, you know, some of that's minimum wage stuff and some of that's $20 an hour stuff. But Craig's not doing it. Craig's doing the marketing, client attraction systems, right? I'll get in there and I'll create a system. I've got a lump of Play-Doh and I'll turn it into an actual marketing system. And I just make sure that everybody's having fun, is stress-free, is enjoying it. That's a place in life a lot of people don't have. And the value that Craig is bringing to the world is not cleaning toilets. It's creating a space where customers, vendors, employees, the Cleaning Nation community for this 40 minutes is able to kind of take a break and look at life a little different. And there's a tremendous value in that. And if the mechanism used to translate that value into money is cleaning offices, God bless you. There's nothing wrong with that. But you get that cleaning offices is a very competitive, low wage deal. Creating a community and a space and something bigger can get paid very highly without a lot of work. So you kind of said it casually, like, I don't know if this is the right thing and I'm probably doing it wrong. And I'm like, no, that's constantly what I'm trying to beat people into is let's get off of it. And again, you're like, I constantly have my systems running to bring in employees even when I feel like I don't need them. And I constantly have systems running to bring in prospects even though I don't feel like I need them. And what that allows me to do is kind of handpick the right prospects and the right employees. And trust me, it's not that hard to say we're all full. We don't need anyone right now to a customer or an employee. It's much harder when you don't have those that line of people. So what I'm hearing is a very beautiful balance of I've got systems running. They're going to keep the fuel coming in, right? With this engine requires fuel periodically, and I've got systems to make sure that's happening. And other than that, I'm just making sure everybody's enjoying the ride, and I'm enjoying the ride. Is that wrong? I'm like, good Lord, no, that's not wrong. That's beautiful. I think it's amazing, and it's funny. Those folks tend to grow faster than the folks that are like, screw community, screw my people, screw whatever. I got to sell, kill at any cost. We got to double this thing. Go, 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 go. You superficially think those are the ones that get the results, but it's not. It's the craze of the world that creates something special. They get results. Thoughts, comments, rude remarks?
Wow. It was in the beginning, like I said, it was about the financials and about the profit margins, but none of that was going to be paramount until we created a place where people want to work and a place where people want to be our clients. So we're making money. It's just, but for me, it's like, dude, I'm getting paid for this. I get paid to do this kind of stuff. Like, that's awesome. There aren't people out there that get paid to do this stuff. Even if it's not that much money, I still get to create things and hang out with people. And it's like you created your own little earth. It's like, this is this community, it's this place, and it's our own thing. And I can tweak it how I want. I definitely pay more attention to the way that it's built over client attraction and the finances. The systems created here are to, if your employees aren't happy, you're screwed. That's it. You're shot. And you can worry about your clients after, but your employees are the ones cleaning the places. They're even the ones creating systems that they don't even know about. So I take that, and I take, you know, we have our monthly meetings, and I take their advice and say, hey, what's going on out there? I need, you know, you're in the field, let me know. And without them even knowing they're creating a system, I just put it down on paper and then, you know, put it in a file or put it into our software system. But employees are the most important thing for me.
Couldn't agree more. And again, those systems that they're creating are creating wealth and value inherently into your company. And they're doing it not because you're beating them or begging them or explaining how important it is. They love what they're doing and who you are and what you've built, and they just want to contribute.
Correct. 100%. Yep.
All right. So couple quick disclaimers, because I want to make sure we're giving a fair picture and giving the good and the bad. So last thing I ever want to do is tell people like, hey, you just do A, B, and C and your life will be perfect, because that's not it. But there is real hope, right? You really can change your life. So first and foremost, I do want to say Craig has got some very good systems that, and I know having worked with you quite a while, some of it's become second nature. So I don't want you guys to think like, oh, nothing, these systems and the tactical piece is not important or not necessary.
Right.
Craig has got to, in my opinion, the unconscious competent state where a lot of the things that you do seem very natural to you, but they're not natural to other folks. So I just want to say everything Craig is saying is correct with culture and community. And that is really the true unique selling proposition and the unique thing you have to offer the universe. But you do have to have profitable jobs. If you don't bid properly, it won't work. You do have to at least communicate that culture and that community and that space out to the outside world. So other things do have to happen, but those are kind of systematizable. And like Craig said, they're learnable. Once you've got them, they can happen second nature, and then you can spend most of your time on the foundation. So don't start at the end where Craig's at. You still have to build a foundation, but you shouldn't keep, you know, once we learn how to count to 10, then we can learn how to add and subtract, and then we can learn to multiply, and then we can do algebra and calculus. But you can't start with calculus. You've got to start with adding and multiplying. And once you've got that, where we just all hopefully know 3 + 5 = 8 pretty quickly without having to do any math, then we can move on to the next level. So I think Craig's kind of mastered the basics and now is able to unconsciously, competently handle them while he focuses on building a community. And again, I know I'm putting a lot of words in your mouth, and I don't want you just to be like, well, Mike says that. I guess I got to shut up. It's his podcast. Is any of that need to be corrected or amended or any feelings on that?
Yeah, no, just a couple additions. When we first started, I sent you a list of all my clients, and I still have that exact Excel sheet that you even—
Oh, that's so cool. You got to print that, man.
Yeah. I have the exact one, and you're like, hey, you got to, all right, so these are your profitable clients. These are not your profitable clients. And I think maybe we had out of 12 potential clients, I think there were 10 that were just in the red. Just, dude, you're losing money. What are you doing, man? So it's like, we did go through that of like not charging enough or not understanding what the, you know, what our overhead was and all the different numbers. I mean, we went through all that and I got rid of most of those clients or went and said, hey, I got to raise the prices because I've created a business that is losing money, and that's not normal.
It is normal, sadly, but not right. Go ahead.
Right. I just wanted to just touch on that in the beginning. Even now, I'm still, I still get a little weary about, all right, am I charging too much? Maybe I'll lower the price. But you know what? Now, if I go into, what do we use? I don't want to give him a plug. But, I look at the profit margin, and I'm like, all right, you know what? If I'm not profiting, there's no, what's the point? Or if I'm not looking at, you know, what percentage, my baseline is, I don't take them on, or I just give them a price. That's it. I don't ever adjust it anymore. I'm not scared anymore I want to make money. You know, that's I want to be profitable. I want to be able to pay my employees what I'm paying them and take them out to party. So, now I've gone from, you know, just getting the job and getting in to now, hey, look, here's our price. If you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's it. So
And the funny thing is that that vibe that you're doing is hard to compete with, right? Like you can kind of get away with, I hate to say get away with that, but when you're just selling a clean toilet or the promise of a clean toilet, because obviously different companies execute at different levels, it's really hard to get off of price. But when they know you and they know your community and they've been to the events that you do and they just kind of get your vibe and want to be a part of it, price becomes a lot less important. And I think part of the reason you're able to tell those people, hey, here's the price and not take it or leave it, but that's what it costs, is because you've got enough people that do want to be a part of that community. You're not starving. So you've gotten yourself out of that part where it's like, you know, if I raise prices on this guy or don't give him a discount or whatever, I can't make rent to my life is great. And I think I can serve this person and I'm looking forward to serving this person. But if we can't, it's his loss and I'll be a little disappointed, but we'll move on. There's another person right behind him. Is that a fair kind of picture of your perspective?
Yeah, maybe not the take it or leave it part. Like you said, that's probably the wrong verbiage, but just being scared of not, like when we first started out, we need clients. Like just the idea of a customer, but that's not right because the customer has to be profitable. So, you know, we could have 100 clients, but if they're not profitable, we have nothing. So getting out of that mindset of just taking on clients just to say you have them, for me anyway, maybe that could have been so far off base. I don't know if anyone else feels like that. But for me, it was like, all right, we just need clients. That way I can tell people, oh, we've got 20 clients. But they weren't profitable. So what was the point? What was I doing? I was just scared to turn down what I thought was money and not really.
I love that. What I thought was money. That's such a simple, clear way to put it. What I thought was money. Cause I'm absolutely stealing that for my coaching instead of telling it the way I say it, I'm going to say, you got to stop taking what you think is money. Like just because it's a check doesn't mean, you know, if they're selling you a $20 bill for $24, that's technically money, but it's not money.
Not money.
And just to let everyone know where Craig started, are you interested in, I don't want to embarrass you or make you feel bad, so you can share or not, but are you interested in sharing your original name and how Simple Clean as it is came to be?
Yeah, absolutely. Clean Free. I can't even say
it. Share the spelling.
I'm so edgy, man, you know? Look at us. it was Clean Freaks, and I even think our tagline was Clean Freaks with a Z in quotations. Ugh, it was awful. And it was bad. And then I remember when we first started, you're like, goodness. Dude, I got to tell you something. You got to change the name. Gotta go. Let's go.
Poor Craig.
Just beat me up every which way. And then I remember you telling me this all goes back to us talking and coaching and the hours and hours we put in together of, hey, all right, we got to figure out a name. And you're like, well, what do you want the company to be about? What do you want out of your life? And I'm into the materialism and being very simple. So I'm like, well, there's so many cleaning services out there that have these giant contracts and they did the little tiny print and it's just awful. I'm like, what about something just simple? Just simple. And then I sat on my couch with a drink. I'm like, I just wrote down different names that had it geared towards having less stuff. And it was just Simple Clean just kind of popped up. And I asked you and you're like, dude, that's it. And so then you just gear your company around that. And to never really forget though why you named it that. Like I think names sometimes are just names, but I guess, you know, for us, it still really is just simple. I mean, we don't have like 30-day contract. We don't do any of that stuff. It's just, here's our price. Here's what we're about. Here's our culture. This is why you're going to have fun either working for us or being our client. And that's it. If you have a problem, just call us. It's not, cleaning is not rocket science.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. It shouldn't be. That name I think has been so valuable because it's so you. Like it's everything. It's simple about how you treat your employees, how you treat your customers. And just like you said, it's not rocket science. And I think we try and have this like we don't feel good about ourselves if we're just cleaners. That's just such a lowbrow, easy thing. We've got to make it sound complex and hard. And it's like, you know what? The best people, like, I'm a big fan of the Apple company, more so before Steve Jobs passed away. Their big thing is making very, very, very complex things simple, right? The they could say, hey, the phone and apps, and do you know what kind of technology and heartache and difficulty it takes to make this thing all work? They didn't do that. It was all like, you know, the first, the iPod, right? It had like one button. Yeah. How can he be? Everything else had 39 buttons and all this, like, just technology was just hard. Like, there's a button in the middle, push it or spin it. What do you want? And that's, there's beauty in that. And there's power in that. And I think we kind of try and masturbate by making simple things complex to make ourselves feel smarter or whatever. I don't know. There's some sort of weird thing that, you know, gratification that we think we get from that. But it is so much more truly gratifying to make complex things simple, or keep simple things simple, right? And I love that you guys do that, I feel like, through and through. All right, last thing, and then I'm going to give you a quick answer to any question you've got, then yep. We're going to hit the lightning round because we are so far over. The last thing I want to give is the vibes. Talk to people about the community because you are more so, yeah, I think you've been less involved lately. Just, you know, you got things going, no judgment. But when Craig was more involved, there's a lot of like, wow, how does he do that? And his culture is so good. And it's just like magic. And they really, I think, looked at you like as this warlock, this magic guy that just created this amazing culture. And I kept telling him, Craig's a very bright guy and a very smart guy, but he's not this magic guy. Like, he doesn't have these tools that you don't have. Tell us just tactically a little bit about some of the, and I might just go to your website, like some of the videos you did and how you kind of create that culture. Cause you do a magic, and I'm just going to blow Craig's phone up here. Cleaning Nation, simpleclean.com. I'm sure is a way to reach out to him. Craig's the nicest, most genuine person out there. And I'm guessing if you just reached out and asked for help, dude would help you. You know,
oh, yeah.
And obviously be respectful of his time and all that good stuff. But tell me a little bit about how you went from Clean Freaks with a Z that was very generic to this really cool, like, thing that people want to be a part of.
I don't know. That's a really good question, man. I just was my, at the risk of sounding really, cliche, I was just myself. You just find out who you are and just don't be a business owner. Like, I don't want anyone here calling me a boss. I don't want anyone saying, oh, he's the owner. Like, it's just, it's Craig. Like, just, and so you, when you're selling or you're making videos of your clients or you're hanging out with the people that work here, I don't even like calling them employees. I just said the crew or the people that work here. It's just like you're hanging out outside of work or what you do in a park or a bar. And so I just bring that vibe. Dude, I own a cleaning company. You know, come here, work with us, make some money, hang out with us. Or if you're a client, you know, we're a little different this way. We communicate. I show up to your place of business. If, you know, I just pop in. It's just a very friendly vibe that I have personally. I don't know if you don't have that, I don't know if you can create it, but for me, there's no tactic. It's just be yourself. And if you're in business for yourself, you're obviously creative. And you shouldn't just be nice to people. That's all. I really can't, I'm not giving you a very specific answer. It's not very philosophical, but I think most business owners, I shouldn't say most, maybe a good amount are, I'm the owner. You need to do this at X amount of, you know, at this time. And if you don't do it right, then we have a problem or you're fired. Like, I don't know. The world's moving in a different direction now. People want positive reinforcement instead of negative reinforcement. They respond to positive reinforcement. And so I think if you have that vibe with your clients and your employees, money doesn't become an issue. As far as what you pay your employees or what you're charging your clients, they're just like, oh, you're cool. That sounds great. We'll go with you. Or I'll work here.
I know people are going like, there's no way, you're crazy. But like, because I trust my coaches all day.
I don't know if this is good or bad.
The truth. And there's a couple things you said that aren't universal. Like, you know, hey, I don't want to be the boss or the owner. I'm just Craig. I've got that same vibe, but there are other vibes that still work. But that being real is universal. And I got to tell you, I'm going to kind of brag on Craig from my perspective, because I think you see it differently, as you should. I see it as when Craig first started, there was not a lot of self-confidence, a lot of, It was so funny. Like, when we first get to know each other, you were, you know, kind of being professional, right? You're paying me a lot of money, and right. It's a weird, you know, it's an interesting relationship. And it took very little time, maybe less than a month, where I felt we were kind of connected on a personal level, and you trusted me enough to share the real Craig, right? Mm-hmm. To just be you. You know, kind of take the mask down, as opposed to, you know, I'm a client and you're the coach and I want to be a good student. You know, just that weirdness to, like, I'm just Craig and I want help, and you're a guy that I think can help me, and help me, please. And literally the next, and for you, I think it took less than 90 days, probably closer to 60 days. Really, all I was coaching you to do was share that cool vibe that you had with me, and I'm guessing with the world, right? Or with your little world, your friends and family. It just be that guy. And I remember everybody fights it, but Craig won. A lot of people fight and give up. I couldn't be that way. And they'll do a little thing and they give up and they go back to what they perceive as professional and the people want. You went all in. You just were you, like just you. And it's so great because who can compete with you, right? When I had my construction company, people were trying to knock me off all the time and they couldn't because it was me. Like, I could never knock off Craig because I would be a crappy version of Craig, right? I'd have to just be a really good version of me and hope that people were attracted to that. So that's the feedback I want to give for, you know, when Craig's like, I don't know, it just made sense to me. He was just him and that was enough. And if you try to be Craig or Mike, you're going to be terrible versions, but you could be a great version of you. And I'm on your website, Craig, and I got to tell you, he made a video. I still remember it. I was hoping it's there. It still is. You got to move it to the top, buddy. There's a super cool video. What's that?
I got to tell John.
Yeah, it's the simple clean at the bottom. As our commercial cleaning client, you'll have the benefit of a comfort following guaranteed. And then there's a video, which is cool. And below that, 6 reasons not to hire a simple clean. It's awesome. So if you want to know, like, tactically, well, like, what does that actually look like? Go to thesimpleclean.com. I haven't listened to Craig's podcast, so absolutely, I'm checking that out. I'm guessing you check that out, you'll get a better vibe. But that's what I would do. If you're like, how do I be like Craig? How do I kind of put some legs on this? I would check out Craig's website for an excellent example of him just being him, right? And a lot of it, you might go, I could never do this. Well, then don't. But the degree of going, wow, he's being very transparent, take that part and you know, just replace Craig's vibe with your vibe. Okay. We are so far over. I'm going to absolutely cheat you out of coaching. Give me your question. I'm going to give you a slapshot 2-second answer that's as good as I can. We're still going to hit the lightning round, and then we're going to call it a day after our 9-hour podcast. What's going on in your world I can help you with today, buddy?
All right. So I'll make it quick. We've got 12 or 13 employees. So everyone's working different shifts. Some are in the morning, some are at night. And I'm trying to keep the culture, as we've just talked about, alive. And, you know, rather than me having to call each employee individually, you know, hey, Lily, how's your day going? Or, hey, what's going on? Oh, it's Craig just checking in. Like, because everyone's on different schedules, give me some ideas, dude, about how do I get everyone together in a group with
Perfect.
Different schedules.
And I love that question. And Craig had mentioned he wanted help with that before we started. And the reason I didn't skip it is because I want everyone to see, even Craig, who's like, man, I'm crushing it with, or he's not saying this, I'm saying it. And you guys are probably thinking it. He's crushing it with this community culture thing. He's still asking questions, right? I don't want anyone to think like he just figured it out and it's just done, right? Even someone that's doing a good job, but because he's doing a good job, but he's constantly like twist, you know, kind of pulling apart at this in his mind. So I love that question. And I do have some feedback. First thing is, remember, it's a priority, right? So if your purpose is to get things clean on time, I don't see a way to do this. If your purpose is to build a community and through that community serve the outside community by cleaning their business, we can absolutely get this done. The way that you're going to do that, or the way I'm going to coach you to do that, is, and you can do it quarterly if you have to. I prefer monthly, but start quarterly and see how that works. I would have my quarterly meeting. Pick the day with the least damage, whether it's Friday at 4 o'clock, you know, don't make it like Monday at 9 a.m.
Right.
Make it kind of an afternoon or evening or whatever.
Okay.
And I just pull people off and I tell my customers, I tell my employees,
wow,
this is our event. We are not going to be there that day. Now you got to fix it, right? You got to, you know, be there the next day, or you can't just absolutely leave them in the lurch. But it's not like you're at a hospital and you're the anesthesiologist and you're taking off, right? Like, they cannot be cleaned during this 12-hour span, right? It can be done after or the next day or whatever, and invite them to play, right? Have the customers just say, you are here. And again, the cool thing is, because you set the table, this is so easy. You said, this is who we are. This is how we connect. This is why you're here. Is you want to be a part of this culture? Well, part of that culture is we get together quarterly and we, as a team, we have spouses and kids and employees and vendors and customers. And we want you there and your kids are there. And there's going to be, if I know Craig, there's probably going to be food and alcohol, which you don't all have to do, but it worked for me. And it's going to be, it's going to blow your mind. And you just invite everybody to play. And yeah, dang it. If it's Friday at five and three of the employees are supposed to be working, well, you're not working this Friday at five. You're at the party. And that's that. So that's how I'd go about it. And you, I think you'll find that people will, A, not only not be mad, they're going to be like, wow, dude's not fooling around. Everybody said, or I shouldn't say everybody, lots of people say they want to be fun, they want to be different, blah, blah, blah. Dude is putting his money where his mouth is. He's literally not going to be there. And again, if you have to make it up the next day or do it Thursday at 4 and then make it up Friday, whatever the case may be. But I would, to do that, it's important enough for me that I would just have, and we did that. We had a construction company. We had liquidated damages sometimes of hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars per day. But when we had our event, people weren't working. That's just it, that we're all at the event. So that's my two cents. Thoughts, questions, feedback before we hit the lightning round? I give you more opportunity to share.
Perfect. I'm going to do that. I didn't even think about that. I would have never thought about just, you know what? You're not going into work today. You're coming here at the meeting and we're going to have drinks and we're going to chit chat. Didn't even think about that. And the other thing I did want to say was that I was, so the reason this kind of brought up was 50% me. I'm like, dude, we got to get together. And then the people working here said, hey, we really don't even see other people that work in the company. We want to hang out. We want to get to know people. And so it was like a complaint. It was put in the good intentions jar that I have.
I like that.
That was put in the jar. Hey, you know, there was a new person here. We only met a couple times. So, you know, you got to put something in play, man. And I appreciate the workers bringing that up and. Yeah, I would have never even
jobs. I think for other customer or other companies, that would be a really good idea. For you, I think it's mandatory. I don't know that with what you've put together, I think if you ignore that feedback, now you run the risk of, we're not really that. We talk a good game, but that's not who we are. So again, not saying for everybody, but for you, I think you've painted yourself into a nice corner. This is a corner you want to be in, that people actually want to be with each other. And they actually are like, hey, you said this is a community. It's amazing. And we love it here. We want more of it. I think you've got to respond to that challenge. It's not a whine. Like some people complain, you know, you have to, as the owner, know what's important, what's not important. When you say, not selling you, but you're here because you want to be a part of something. And then they say, hey, we never even get to see each other. We don't feel like we're as part of something. I think that demands a response. So, and I just to encourage you, I do have a one-on-one client that's got hundreds of employees. They do the same thing when they do their meeting. And I think it's only quarterly. Nobody works. And they've got lots of customers and the customers deal with it. I just want to tell you, I'm not like guessing this. A, I've done it. B, I've got clients that do it at a much larger scale. So it's feasible, not just something I'm shooting off at the mouth and go, hey, let me know how it shakes out for you, Craig. I've never tried it. Let me know. it actually can and will work. All right, buddy. We are so long in. This is going to be an hour-long podcast. All right, let's hit the lightning round. Three quick questions. You're going to give three. You've already given so much, but I want to make sure we give Cleaning Nation their dollars worth here. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally?
I should have been ready for this. Have a goal, figure out what you want to do in life outside of your business, figure out what your end game is, you know, ask questions. Keep asking why. That would be it. Keep asking why.
Yeah. Be a 2-year-old. Why? Love it. Very, very wise for an impromptu answer. Question number two, and I can't wait to hear this one. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from one another as opposed to, you know, having to make these mistakes ourselves?
I think I said it on the first podcast we did, but not having a coach or having someone to create accountability for you in the first at least year of your business.
Yeah, good. That's hard for me to argue with that. That is what I do. So,
yeah.
All right, cool. Last question. What's something simple, something easy that folks listening can go put into practice right now that'll improve their lives or their business, even just a little bit? The key is something that they can implement like quickly right now without a lot of headache that will make even a small improvement in their lives or business. Sorry, guys. This is a new listener. He's never heard of the show. He doesn't know the flow. So
you know what? I had a feeling in the lightning round I was going to blow it, and I did. damn it.
Not yet. There's still time. First two answers were rock solid, man.
I'm just trying to think of things that I do. I would say just call each one. If you have employees that work for you, just call each one of them up now or every day and just appreciate them for the work that they do. Even your clients, just call them up personally and say, I just want to thank you for being a client. And if it's your employee, just say, I just want to thank you for being here and doing a great job. And that just goes a long way. People don't get to hear thank you a lot. So
you stumbled at the beginning, but that is so strong, because as soon as this podcast is over and we're just about done, you could literally go do that in 20 seconds and make someone's entire day. I had a doctor friend of mine who I really respect as a business owner, Dave Berg, who told me on the way home from his practice, because he had a very large practice, he would literally, and it's a 30-minute drive, he would literally just call all the patients, any patients that had any problems or anything didn't go perfect, he just called them and say, hey, this is Dr. Berg, want to make sure, you know, appreciate you coming in, anything you need. And that one habit, I think, really set him apart. And I think there's no reason we, as business owners heading home, can't just do that with customers. Hey, just want to tell you, I appreciate you being part of the community as employees. I appreciate you as a human, not just the pair of hands to do my bidding. So that's really good, Craig. I know you, as is your custom, you like to downplay your genius, but that was the good stuff. All right.
Yeah, sure.
Cleaning Nation, thank you for hanging out for this double-headed, super long, jam-packed full of value podcast. Craig, thank you for donating your time and really giving back to Cleaning Nation. I appreciate you personally as a human, as a business owner, as a dad, as a guy willing to give back, which I just love. You guys would be shocked. You call Craig, I guarantee you, he'll help you any way he can. All that to say, if you want to check out Craig's show notes page, it's at growmycleaningcompany.com. I would also, thesimpleclean.com is a great place to kind of get some ideas of how to do it. Anyway, check it all out. Thanks for sticking with us. See you at the next episode.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.